of music.
Yeah, it's essentially important. Just the feel of it, the vibe of it is really critical. And it's one of the things that fascinates me about the studio world. I get to take my students to all sorts of different studios, and each of them is an expression of the personality of the person who has it. And I'm just fascinated by the use of space and the lighting and the color, paint colors and so forth. So it's a little bit of everything, and everyone has their own vision of the ultimate environment to make music in. So I really love that about the process.
Well, when you were designing your own place, how did you approach that?
Well, I was, as I said, I was lucky enough to be able to really think about it for a long time beforehand. And some of it happened through a process of evolution and just moving things around. And I'm also a great accumulator accumulator of instruments and equipment that all have their own story. So it's partly a matter of thought and partly a matter of a kind of evolution, which I'm getting to do again now that we're putting the studio in Nashville.
That's one thing I want to make sure that we at least mention for people who are mourning Pogo. It is a loss for Champaign-Urbana, for downtown Champaign, but you have now settled in Nashville. I think you decided that it couldn't be called anything other than Pogo.
That's correct. Yeah, I've been thinking of calling it Pogo of the South or Pogo del Sud or something like that. But we bought Steve Earle's old place, and it has a house and a fairly large area, and then a full-size professional studio that was built from the ground up. And so last Tuesday we put the Pogo equipment in there, and now I'm starting to envision again and see how it's going to be. But it's a little bit larger than the Champaign place. It has more isolation rooms, which is something that I wanted to have here. Mm. And something else that makes me extremely happy is that the people who bought the Pogo building in downtown Champaign are putting a recording studio in there, so it will continue as a studio, and that really makes me glad. It's really wonderful when I think of all the music that's gone in there and all the experiences that we had in there. It's nice to see that continue with young people.
Something else, though, that I think that is pretty cool is that the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, which is part of the U of I Library, has acquired two collections of material that document the history of Pogo.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's a lot of stuff, and so it's nice of them to keep it in catalog and keep it in good shape. But it is a documentary. I hope that people in Champaign-Urbana realize what a magnificent community this is. And the fact that the music scene here is more than a scene, it's a community. And there are a lot of places that have music scenes, but this truly is a community where if you go to a show, much of the audience is comprised of other musicians who support whoever's playing. Everybody plays with each other and works together. It's just the level of talent that's here and the level of communication and so forth is phenomenal. We just have, it's just the right size place, and we have all the ingredients that we need to make a viable and fantastic place. So I'm glad to have been able to play a part in it and to have some documents to leave.
Yeah. Well, as great an opportunity being able to go to Blackbird is for you, it must have also been bittersweet for sure to be leaving this place where you had pretty much lived all your life and had built this studio and had this long association with the band that you're in. It must have been hard.
It is in a way, but I'm still back. My sister and nieces are here, and my band is still here, although I quit my university job and closed down my studio and sold the building that we owned and so forth. Mm. I consider this to be my hometown, and it was bittersweet, but I'm so excited about getting to be there, and I'm happy to embark on an adventure at this advanced age, and to be able to explore a new place and get to make new friends.
That's Mark Rubel, founder of Pogo Studios, talking with Illinois Public Media's David Inge. You can hear the full interview tonight at 7:30 on WILL-TV's program, Illinois Pioneers. Funding for